FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The father of a seven-year-old boy believed to have drowned in Cato Manor says the family is haunted by the unclear circumstances surrounding his death.
From the day we found our son is missing, we never sleep. We never eat. Even now, we can't, but we're trying.
Grade 2 pupil Sicalo Ntloa had been out hunting for small game with three of his friends in the local forest on Sunday. Sicalo didn't return home that evening. The family says his friends, who are under the age of 12, gave them different accounts of what had happened. His father, Nduduzi, says the community helped them to search for his son throughout the night. He says one of the boys eventually showed the family where the child had drowned. Sicalo's body was found in a river some distance from their home on Monday afternoon after a ground and aerial search. His father says he wishes his son's friends had called for help nearby when they saw he was in trouble.
From the river to the ground, it's not even 3 minutes. It's not even a minute to come and shout. They didn't do that. That's what I don't understand.
He says the family keeps wondering about the child's final moments. He says his son had big dreams.
He used to tell me that one of the days I want to play the soccer. When you're going to buy me the boots? I'm so sad. I'm so disappointed. We are the family. We lost. I'm still got an imagine of him in front of me, joking with me. When I'm coming to work, he used to ask me, Dad, what you've got for me? You bought me something, because he knows I used to put him something each and every day since he came in this world.
KZN police have opened an inquest docket. There's a manhunt for the gunman who killed an off-duty VIP bodyguard in Inanda, north of Durban. It's understood the 36-year-old police officer was accosted by five assailants in a new town C last night. Authorities say the victim was attached to the Presidential Protection Service. He had just got off duty and was still in uniform when he came under fire near a tuck shop. The provincial police's Robert Nitsiunda says the officer managed to shoot back, injuring one suspect before succumbing to his injuries at the scene.
The injured suspect was chased and arrested at nearby clinic. The other suspects robbed the victim of his service firearm before fleeing from the scene.
The Basic Education Minister has moved the deadline for pit toilet eradication to July next year. This after missing the March 31st deadline. 141 out of 3,372 schools have been identified to still be using pit toilets since the beginning of the project in 2018. And finally, a Swedish museum has launched a major project to preserve the sagging hull of a 17th century warship that sank nearly 400 years ago. The majestic Vasa is now one of the Nordic countries' most popular tourist attractions. It was brought to the surface in 1961 after a delicate salvage operation. But the hull has begun to sag in the Stockholm Museum custom-built for it. Experts have begun putting in place a complex metal structure to support it. The multi-million euro project is due to be completed in 2028 in time to mark the 400th anniversary of the shipwreck. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 25. Tomorrow, Richards Bay, 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Pirates can qualify for their first CAF Champions League semi-final since 2013 this evening. Two more big games in the Champions League quarterfinals tonight. And Scotty Scheffler feels Augusta will play very differently depending on the weather conditions expected this week.